you know, people say politicians will do anything to get a vote. They'll do anything, you know, for power.
And then, so I want to say a lot of the times, they'll campaign on something that they're going to do. We're going to do
gonna
it.
Do that.
And then they get in office and they're like, oh, wait.
No.
I want to have some money.
Yeah.
I want to do what everybody else is doing.
Right. This ain't going to work.
That's how it always goes.
Well, it's just a small town mayor in Florida. And a lady came to him and said, look, we have some problems on my street. People are driving too fast. Can you put some speed bumps in? He goes, I'll help you out. Let's meet about this. She goes, okay. The
That's
mayor
great.
Wants to meet with me about it. This is great. Meet at your office? No. You want to meet at a restaurant? No. Meet me at this motel.
Oh,
that was
seedy.
Her first mistake.
Well, did she get the speed bumps out then?
Of course. No.
And so she met him? She met him,
and then it didn't go well.
No.
He pulled into this motel and got out of his van, and I just kept motioning, no, I'm not interested.
In the 18 years I've been mayor, there has never been a quid pro quo or anything asked for or given in favor of me voting in a special or a certain direction.
When something like this happens, you have to stand up for what's right. I would like to see him step down. He needs to go.
Oh, great. The speed bumps are still there.
Right. No, she wanted
speed
them.
Bumps.
I mean,
she didn't get them.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, and then so he is being accused of offering, yeah, if you have sexy time with me, you get these speed bumps in your neighborhood. He's in his 60s, been mayor for 20 years. If this is true, guessing not the first time he's tried this.
I just was going to say, this is probably not the first time. Maybe the first time it didn't work for him.
Right. But if it's true, you could see there might be a pattern. If not, it's a very weird allegation. Well, the town did vote to put the speed bumps in.
Yeah.
And then when he found out about it before all this was exposed, he says, if you don't have sex with me, I'm going to have those speed bumps removed.
Oh my gosh.
He really liked her.
Yeah, I guess he did.
You read my mind, man, because, man, we have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. What a creepy mayor.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah, mayor of Creeptown.
It is true, yeah, yeah.
Let me ask
you. Yeah, like, surely she has proof, too. You know, I would think there was maybe some emails exchanged or some recorded phone calls or something. I would think she surely has some kind of proof.
Now, as far as, like, legally, is this just unethical that the mayor did? Or is there any legal ramifications that he's saying, if you don't do this?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, good.
Yeah, there are
okay.
definitely legal ramifications. So every state has its own set of public corruption laws and ethics rules that pertain to politicians. And politicians actually face pretty significant penalties for violating any sort of public trust. And so, you know, the punishment is going to depend on, it's going to vary, you know, depending on the severity of the infraction or the crime. But politicians face felony charges, almost always felony charges, for bribery, buying and selling government services, personally benefiting from government contracts, misuse of confidential information. So I think given that this happened in Florida, their laws are pretty broad about political, you know, using political influence, selling political influence, trading political influence. So he could actually potentially be charged with a felony because a large amount of money didn't change hands. You know, it wasn't like he was saying, give me $100,000 and I'll get you the speed bumps. Then he might be, you know, likely to be charged on the lower end. But a lot of times they don't. They don't charge these politicians if no money changed hands, if it was just something like sexual misconduct or something like that. But, and it used to be that the politicians would step down if they did something like this. But anymore, they really don't.
No, so they don't.
Kinda, nobody's embarrassed anymore,
no,
it seems.
And I think the news cycle's too quick.
Yeah.
It just moves on to the next thing. And it's people are like, what? What thing? I mean, people bring up stuff.
Well, you got to be, think about this. I thought this the other day, like, with all the turmoil being a politician, who the hell wants to be a politician?
So I know.
I think that these people have to be very ego-driven, power hungry, and they end up in these positions. It's not like they're making a fortune usually. In fact, in the southern areas of the United States, the mayors don't even make that much money.
Yeah, right.
I think it is power. I think they all want the power. Mm-hmm. And they probably all think, well, I don't have anything that bad. And
right, or they'll never find out about this type of stuff.
But the personality fits power hungry.
Yeah.
So now this guy, he's been mayor, so what's the next thing? Well, I'm going to control what, you know, that's what I think.
Uh-huh. Or I'm in, now I can continue to move up.
I do think that's for the majority of, I think a lot of politicians are that way.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, because the payoff isn't, unless you're thinking, you see people get into politics, and then all of a sudden after politics, they become very wealthy because then Walmart puts you on a board here you know, that does happen a lot. People go into politics, you know, there's a lot of wealthy people who get into it, but like normal people that get into it and they're there for a while and then they get out, and all of a sudden they're multimillionaires. You're like, how
that
let's
happen?
Face it, there's a ton of corruption in that House of Cards show. Of course, it's not on anymore, but I bet you that was probably similar.
Yeah.
I bet you it's that crazy where it's just insane.
The power. What do they say? Absolute power corrupts absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is correct. Yes.
Jason, write that down. I just made that up.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
But yeah, so this mayor wanted the speed bumps. She wanted speed bumps on her street, and the mayor's like, give me some. And she was like, no. And now he hasn't resigned. He's denying it at this point.
Well, it leads me into, you know, we're just talking about how you can be, people who want to run for office think, well, they're never going to find out about blah, 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 and I'll just run anyway. There is a New Hampshire politician who's accused of starring in a porno. But he didn't like the way he looked or the way that the porno turned out. And so he went to the director's home after it was released and punched him in the head.
Oh, way to bring attention
to it.
Wow. I think Jason's right. You got a lot of people. Narcissist or something.
Think about that again. This is a politician, and he wants. Why would you want to be in a porno unless you're making a boatload of money?
Don't know.
It's the,
and then get mad about the, like, you don't like the lighting, so you go punch the dude in the face. You know it's going to be, you're going to get arrested for
it. So please tell us, Lisa, is he going? He's not going to be able to be a politician anymore, right?
Well, you'd be surprised. So what will happen here is, so you know, the politicians, in order to be charged with a crime, they have to have committed a felony that violates the public trust. And when it comes to their private life and their moral or immoral behavior, that's a different area. And that's an area of public concern, certainly. The public, you know, feels if you run for public office, it's just widely considered that your personal life becomes, you know, very public. And that, and not just in terms of your sex life or your wanting to be in porn or whatever, but even just, you know, your finances, your health, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So clearly it's a matter of public concern. And it should inform voters, but it's actually not, you know, unless he's committing a crime, because he flew to California. He's a New Hampshire politician. He flew to California.
Right.
He was legally making a porn, apparently.
Didn't break a law.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, didn't break a law. So, but where he did break a law potentially is if he punched the guy, and so this guy has, the porno maker has made a
sounds ridiculous.
The filmmaker, he sued the politician for civil damages for the physical injury. Again, no crime there. The authorities did not charge the guy for punching him for some reason. If they had charged him and he'd been convicted of a felony, in the state of New Hampshire, a state representative cannot serve in the state house while they are under a felony sentence. But once they've completed their sentence, then they can.
Wow.
Just must have the ego the size of California to walk in and think that people aren't looking at you like he was in a porno.
Where I was from in Rhode Island, we had a mayor that got convicted, I believe, allegedly, I don't want to say the wrong thing here, of kidnapping.
And literally
had like the state police kidnap his wife because apparently she was cheating or something like that, and then got reelected after whatever the term was, got reelected again. His name was Buddy Cianci. He passed away.
Oh wow.
But and it was very allegedly very mob like in Rhode Island.
And
he had his own like bottle at the Capitol Grill.
Yeah.
And he would walk in there. And it was very like that, but I mean, think about it. Put him back in. Hey, he did great for the city for a while.
People say, like, well, I don't agree with his personal life, but
my life was better, so.
My gosh.
And then I think one of the most famous nationwide was Marion Barry.
Yeah.
He was the D.C. Yeah, he was the mayor of D.C., which is a big city.
It's a big deal.
And he was caught on camera with prostitutes snorting crack.
Mm-hmm.
Had video of him.
Crack. Yeah.
Yes. Had video of him snorting crack. And stuff. First of all, he came out. He's like, "That wasn't me." And it's like him on there, like, "I'm Marion Barry. Where's my crack?" He went to jail for a little bit, got out, and got reelected in a landslide.
People loved him.
A literal crackhead is your mayor. You're like, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. They loved him. Yep.
Yeah. Whatever.
Politics is fun, isn't it?
It's a weird day. Well, as always, official attorney
Thank
of
you.
Jared and Katie in the morning. She is awesome, Lisa Lanier. If you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away at 1-888-CONSULT or simply go to hireaheavyweight.com.